You're listening to KNKX. On Saturday, the Tacoma Concert Band closes its season and closes the foundational chapter in its history. At the end of the evening, Robert Musser, who started the all-volunteer group about 38 years ago, will put down his conductor's baton. Musser tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that he's not surprised the band has been successful for so long. He recruited for excellence from the beginning.
The way I started the band, it was the summer of 1981. I'd been in the area, a professor at University of Puget Sound since 71, and I had this idea that I'd love to put together a really good symphonic band, a band capable of playing anything and everything in the literature. There was no such band in the area at the time. I got together with a few of my musician friends and told them what I'd like to do, and they said, hey, this is great, let's do it. So we put together a list of the best wind and percussion players we knew, and I started to call them and told them what I wanted to do and would you be interested, and everybody I called said yes. So we met the first rehearsal with a full complement of wind and percussion players, full instrumentation, a 60-piece band with everything covered with first-class players. I programmed some really tough music, great music, Lincolnshire Poesy by Granger, the Hindemith Symphony in B-flat, the Overture to Rienzi by Wagner, and so forth. And everybody was so excited that after the rehearsal was over, they're standing around in the parking lot, not wanting to go home, talking about it, and so, yeah, I remember well that first rehearsal.
And you've had musicians who have been with you since.
That's right. Maybe a half a dozen still playing in the band, and even a couple more who played in the first year, maybe joined us the second or third concert. It's like a big family, you know. I've played professionally for many, many years in many, many groups all around, and this group plays at an extremely high level, but there's not that feeling of competitiveness with each other, that sort of thing. We don't have that. And I feel great about it, that I've had all those people that have been with me since the beginning. Lots of the members have been with me for over 20 years.
No one gets paid to be in this band, so why do they do it?
Oh, they do it for love of music, love of performing. It's the opportunity to express yourself, your feelings, in a different way. You know, people who don't play an instrument or sing, they've never had that experience. You know, I think all of us, hopefully everybody, has inner feelings and inner that soul, that emotion that's inside. A lot of people have trouble expressing that, I think. In fact, I know from many, many years of teaching. But to be able to express feelings of sadness or excitedness through playing your instrument or singing is a very special thing.
Your band has toured through Europe. How did that get started?
Well, in 2007, we received an invitation from a band festival in the south of France on the French Riviera in a town called La Croix-Valmer. And part of the invitation said that, and we will pay all of your expenses on the ground. All we had to do was pay for the airfare. And one of the highlights of my conducting career was the final concert we played there in that town. And it was packed. People were standing around the outside trying to get in and listen. And we probably started the concert like at 9 o'clock at night or something like that. And we were still playing at close to midnight. We played all the encores we had. We had no more music left. And besides that, we had to get up early the next day because we were leaving. And from that moment on, people were saying, when are we going to do it again?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this concert that's coming up. What music will you feature?
I've programmed some of the pieces that are really dear to my heart because I started the band with these pieces. That first concert that we've already talked about way back in 81, we opened that concert with Sousa's George Washington Bicentennial March. Well, we're going to open this concert with that same piece again. I closed that concert with Malcolm Arnold's Four Scottish Dances. Well, I'm going to close this concert, or almost, with the same Four Scottish Dances. And I say almost because our audiences have really gotten used to over the years, and they love whenever I include something from movies or Broadway. So we're going to close the program with Star Wars instead, which is always one of our audience favorites. We're premiering a piece that was written just for us. We commissioned the American composer Joseph Turin.
And that'll be called the Musser Overture? Is that
no,
right?
That's not the one.
No?
No, it's called Pacific Crest Overture.
Okay.
But we're also playing the Musser Overture. Now, how many people get to play a piece of music named after them? The Musser Overture, I premiered with the University of Puget Sound Wind Ensemble in 2005 when I retired. That was written for me by my colleague at the university, Robert Hutchinson. In addition to that, I'm featuring two of the wonderful soloists from our band, our principal cornet player, Morris Northcutt, and our principal clarinet player, Lawrence Bradley, will each play a featured solo on the program. And they've both been with me as principal players for more than 20 years.
How do you think you'll feel when the final note sounds and you give the cutoff? And I mean, how is that going to feel, that last concert?
Oh, boy. It's it's going to feel sad. It's going to feel sad. I'm a very emotional guy anyway. Maybe you can tell by the way I'm talking right now a little bit. And when I try to speak to the audience or to anybody about things like this, I usually get choked up. So it's going to feel... It's going to feel strange because it already does. You know, it's bittersweet. I'm retiring from something I love, absolutely love. I have a passion for music. I have a passion for this band. And when I stand in front of them and listen to what I'm hearing and I'm thinking, wow, this is really good. Do I really want to stop doing this? And so there'll be those kind of feelings, you know.
The next conductor is Gerard Morris, who is director of bands at the University of Puget Sound, which is the job you had for more than three decades.
Gerard is very excited about doing this. I'm sure he's going to do a wonderful job. We're going to continue. It's going to be strong and maybe get stronger, and we're all excited about that.
Will you be in the audience for his opening night?
Yes, I certainly plan to be, yes. For all kinds of reasons, not the least of which is that I want to continue to support the band, obviously. After all, this is my baby, you know. I want to be there always to support the band and its new conductor. So yes, for sure, I'll be in the audience.
Well, Bob Musser, conductor and founder of the Tacoma Concert Band, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Robert Musser's final performance with the Tacoma Concert Band will be Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Pantages Theater in Tacoma. What you're hearing right now is the Tacoma Concert Band performing The Wedding Dance by Jacques Press.